How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Why did you accept the role?
Knight forced me. You're so mean, that guy, sometimes. No, I just finished Slumdog, and I was getting sent all these really typecasty roles of nothing that would stretch me in particular, and I was just waiting and praying that something will come up where I could show some sort of versatility. And then I'm reading the script one day, and it's like, all right, his name's Zuko. He can control fire, that's kind of different, okay? And everything about it was just so different and out of the box. I was like, this is something I... And obviously M. Night Shyamalan was attached. Andrew Lesney, who shot Lord of the Rings, was a cinematographer, and Frank Marshall was producing. And because it's my second project, all I want to do is just learn from people that have been around for a long time. And I was like, this would be a, you know, an amazing opportunity. But I actually put myself on tape in London and got a call afterwards. Yeah.
So you taped an audition?
Yeah, I just shot Slumdog, and then I got back to London, and there was a sort of dead period, and nobody knew who I was. And I heard about this film being cast, and there was a big worldwide casting call, so I went and put myself on tape and sent it out. And I heard that Knight was enjoyed my tape, and next thing I know, I'm promoting the Slumdog, and he gives me a call, and he's like, hey, it's Knight. And I'm like, Knight? M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, wow. It's like, you know, and I hadn't read the whole script, and I was a bit, on the light side, given the sides, I was a bit apprehensive on taking on the role. And obviously, your bar's pretty high when you read Simon Beaufoy's script for Slumdog, yeah. So, and then Knight spoke to me about it, and his pure passion and what he had entailed for us characters, I was like, you know, it sold me, yeah.
Couldn't get any more different in projects, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's 180. Like costume wise to everything wise. It was just you know, different accents, Indian accent, and it was just all just, it was great. Yeah. Yeah.
I know this isn't the reason that you did it, but it also, I'm sure, helps the fact that you build a community of people of Asian descent with M. Night Shyamalan, who's of Indian, who's born in India, and Asif Manvi, and you have such a diverse cast. How did that play into your? I know it's not the reason, of course, the subject matter and everything else is, but how much did that play into it?
It really made me feel good, actually. I remember when I had a day off from filming, so I decided to go to set because I'm so professional and I couldn't get enough of it. No. And I remember looking around at this whole nation of, you know, all the supporting actors that were the Fire Nation. You know, there was just so many different... It was like walking through Heathrow Airport in London. There's so many different people everywhere, different castes. You know, we had some Korean people from the Earth Nation. And it's just everyone. And I was like, wow, I'm just so proud that I could be a part of it. And in that way, I had all these other guys could have a chance to be in it, you know. And all the guys were so grateful. And I was like, I didn't really do much. But it was really open-minded of the studio to allow me to play such a big character in this film, you know.
And just as a follow-up, coming off of Slumdog Millionaire, and you have so many actors from Bollywood, why do you think that, given the size of Bollywood and just how huge it is around the world, why do you think more Indian actors aren't as big here in the U.S.?
As in Bollywood?
Yeah, I mean, like Shah Rukh Khan is potentially the biggest star
in the world.
You know, in the world.
Well, he is, yeah.
You know,
he is. He's the most bankable star in the world.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you've probably seen they do god-awful films, but they're always going to make their money back. Always. Because every Indian anywhere in the world is going to watch Shah Rukh Khan in whatever film he does.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing star power they have. But in Hollywood, is brown skin bankable right now? I don't know. And it's not even to do with... it's just a process that we've got to go through. And time will come. Slumdog was a real big a groundbreaker in that way. I feel myself as a real privileged position to come off that, and there is a sort of a pressure on my shoulders to not go into falling into that really typecast sort of role. But there's a time and place for everything, you know. I've been reading scripts where he's a really funny sort of Indian caricature character, but it fits so well in the script that, you know. But it's just trying to maintain some longevity in this industry and trying to stretch myself as an actor. You know, when I was in school, you know, I was in a Shakespeare play to this play to that play, and there was no, you know what I mean? So it's just about being stretched, I guess.
When you do Independence and then you're doing a big scale movie like this, where does that make you full for the future in terms of what you want for yourself? Because a lot of actors, you get a taste of this big budget stuff and say, oh, I'm home.
You know, I love indie. I mean, like, not even having a trailer half the time in Slumdog, and that was as independent films can get. Trust me, I know. Shooting in Mumbai in those conditions, I'm sure, like, but I love it. I mean, I never really saw myself doing a film like this, but again, this was the film that came to me with some sort of substance and opportunity, so I went straight with it, and I'm glad I did, because it, you know, I'm learning. It's my second film, and, you know, to learn about CGI and this whole different craft of, you know, fighting and if, you know, really physically expressing yourself. This is what I really loved, that in Slumdog, all of it was so subtle, and I was sitting in this game show seat for hours, you know, and all this emotion had to be so internalized, and this is so physical. It's fight scenes, and the element I'm controlling is fire, and it's exactly like my character. He's fire's erratic. It's, you know, you can't really tame it, and it's dangerous, and that's why I wanted. He's going to sort of associate it with the character.
How did you prepare for this, then?
I watched the first season. I tried to neutralize my British accent a bit so that it would fit in with all my Persian uncle and my dad from New Zealand. Crazy car. We did a lot of training, boot camp. I came in late, but I already have a background in martial arts, so it helped me. And Ben and Marcos, the stunt coordinators, were fabulous. And they sort of let me cooperate I love doing roundhouse kicks and things. I have such long legs. And they turned my weaknesses into, like, really good positives in it. And it looks cool. You know, you see some kicks where fire comes from somewhere, and I'm just like, wow. It was just spending lots of time reading the script. At night, loves rehearsing. So we rehearsed the hell out of the script.
Did you sustain any injuries or anything on set? Or
the worst injury I got was actually doing the dance in Slumdog. I didn't get any injury doing this. I got soft tissue damage running on the train platform to Latika in the end. I'm hopping across the train platforms, and then I had to dance for 3 days on that foot, and it just became like an elephant foot. And this was nothing. I mean, I was actually had live fire and breaking and knives and everything, and nothing happened except for a couple of pulled muscles here and there. Mm. Yeah, so it's pretty funny.
So there's a lot of physical martial arts and all this stuff, and then you have to sit in a chair for the makeup with the scar.
I had this prosthetic piece by this makeup artist called Wesley Wofford, and he was so cool. He's done like some of the coolest makeup ever, you know. And we had such a great time. And sort of them experimenting, and it really made me appreciate filmmaking and as an art, because it's one of the most collaborative art forms there is. And, you know, we're like this in this film, and then, you know, there's so many millions of layers that make this film what it is. You know, the CGI, I've had so much, you know, the score by James Newton Howard is just fabulous, and the costumes and the makeup, it all really adds to the characterization. Like, if you saw me sitting in the seat without a costume trying to be Zuko, you wouldn't feel it at all. As soon as I put on that beautiful costume, you know, I get this much more in character, and then the scar and it just all just comes together, you know? Yup.
I just want to hug it up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to hug. So what do you make of Danny Boyle working on the Olympics and doing the opening
ceremony? Oh, I just heard of that, actually, yeah. That's brilliant on him. I love the guy.
Are you going to lobby to play a part in it? Huh? Do something?
I don't know. I'm not Olympian standard, that's for sure.
You can fire in the Olympic.
Yeah, yeah. I could do. I could extinguish it. That would be dangerous and very bad. I'm really happy for him. And I don't know what he's going to do. That's going to be... you never quite know with Danny what he's going to pull out of the bag.
Looking on your IMDb page and doing some, it's not clear what you're doing next. Do you?
It's not clear. They have some weird True Jackson VP thing, and I was like, what the hell is that? I never did that. What's that? And some cartoon or something? I was like, I was not in that. This is me talking about being selective, and that's the.
What would you like to do? Is there like a Star Trek, or is there like something?
Anything. Another... I'd love to do a little independent film. Now. Just depends if there's any good characters I can audition for. It's just getting my foot in the door right now, which is the tricky stuff.
Would you be back to auditioning, or, I mean, they know you? Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you still have to audition. I mean, I prefer it that way, if that makes sense. It feels awkward just getting a role.
Like you weren't in.
Yeah.
Has Nye talked to you about the sequels for this movie?
Yeah, there's. I mean, it sounds really exciting what he's got in store. I'm not going to say anything about it, but he's well pumped, and my character becomes a lot more present, and everyone improves. You know, like Noah's in this film, hopefully going to sort of learn about one more element and add it to his forte, and then the next film he'll learn about another one, and everyone just becomes more and more skilled, and things become more and more intense and better, you know, so it'll be more epic, hopefully.
Is it hard to hold on to a character when you've got pyrotechnics and green screen and everything?
Oh, that's the worst. That was the hardest for me. You know, it's always easy to stay in character in Slumdog because you're just in the zone. You can just look around and everything's so stimulating. And here, you know, it lights off and everything's dark again, and they're blazing these fans to create the fake air, and it's just really tricky, you know. And you know, there's millions of this really uncomfortable costume at times, and swords, and you can't touch your face or it might melt off in your hair. And there's all this little stuff that you have to worry about, and you shouldn't want need to. It was tricky, but that's where working with someone like Sean Toop, who played my uncle, really helped. You know, he imparted lots of wisdom on me. Yeah.
Did you voice the video game?
Yeah, a little bit.
So what was that experience like?
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
Yeah.
I was in the booth for like 6 hours, mm-hmm. doing a really, really long.
Yeah.
Lots of grunting.
What did they tell you to do, basically?
Grunt.
Just a lot of
different
grunting.
Sorts of grunts. So you have the high level, why? And that was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm dying to see it. I don't know what it's like.
I saw it this morning. It's kind of fun.
Are you a gamer?
A little bit. I've got a Nintendo Wii. I can't do the too many buttons, like the whole Halo-y. You can do all the different weapons and look everywhere. I can just do, you know, Wii Sports. Smack. Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
How was to work with the rest of the cast?
They were awful. They were horrendous. I hate them. They were lovely. It's so good working with the cast this young. And it was generally just a really fun, goofy atmosphere. It's all of us running around, and I'd be in earlier than everyone else because I had to do this whole Scar thing. And it would be putting on music in the trailer and everyone would be going crazy, and then Noah would be booting everything, and it was just great fun. It really was, yeah.
Did you get treated? I mean, you're the bad guy in the movie. Did any of that like translate to offset? Like,
yeah, well, Nicola did this thing where she was like, I don't want to talk to you for the, you know, I don't want to like you, so, you know, can we not talk to each other for a bit? And I, you know, I kept on making her laugh and I cracked her in the end. And she's got this little chihuahua called Lola. So in between like off time, you'd see me in this all scary makeup and stuff, and I'd have this little chihuahua in my hand just standing there. It was really funny. Yeah.
It's like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I love trying to make her laugh in takes. It's funny. Try and make them crack.
Did you see yourself as sort of a mentor towards the younger?
Not really. They're all really talented, you know. Nicola's done a project before. Jackson's done loads of stuff. He's in the Twilight guy. Noah's quite new to it, but he's totally unfazed and won't take any information from me because he knows what he's doing, that kid. He's driven, you know. So, you know, and this is my second film, so we're all just really learning. We're in it together. It's quite nice, actually. I never really felt like, oh, I'm the only guy that's... You know, in Slumdog, I was always had this pressure of, I'm the only guy from England, and I'm playing the lead guy in the slums. I've never been to a slum before. This is awful. All done a proper Indian accent. And it was just all I felt really nervous. I thought I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb, but then, you know, the whole cast got in and helped me with the accent and stuff. But here, we're all in it together, you know, so it's cool.
Coming off the Oscar experience, like it's such an insane. First of all, Slumdog was a pretty long campaign for it, and so many crazy experiences. And your first film, what was the point that you were on some red carpet, whether it was Oscars or SAG or something, or you're at an after party where you go, oh my God, this is my life, and you realize that it's never going to be the same again, or the most surreal moment that you had backstage.
Mm. Man, that's really hard. You know, you don't know, because it's like when you're in the storm, you know, everything just went by, and it was just, and I mean, if you saw any of the footage, we were the craziest lot in every award ceremony. We were just so unprofessional, screaming and whooping, because everything was so exciting. You can't really pinpoint one thing when you're doing a film that was, you know, it could have so easily just been one of those things that just was appreciated by a small, minute amount and just fell off the radar. And every day it was just like, you're serious? I'm going to be on David Letterman. I'm 16. Yeah, first interview on David Letterman. Are you sure about this? And then he goes on to just tear me to shreds. And then, you know, it's everything was new. Like, is that Angelina Jolie? Wow. I had the hots for her for like the long, I still do, wow. And just everything was just like humongously stupid, baffling.
Yeah.
All right, people, enjoy your days.
Thank you.